You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win is 11-8. And Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win in the market at 20-1. Undoubtedly, Lee, Chelsea are improving. We saw it against Palace, and then they came through in the third round of the FA Cup comfortably, as you would expect, against Scunthorpe at home. And Gus Hiddink, as a Premier League manager, has only lost one of his 16 Premier League games in charge. The players do, or some of the players certainly, appear to be more settled with him at the helm and are showing their form again.
Yeah, he's just gone in there and he solved whatever problems they had. You know, that was that minus two Chelsea, and I just thought they could go on and push on and get a third. Obviously, didn't happen.
Yeah,
another post hit. Interesting,
it's been like that all season, hasn't it?
Interesting.
Does that translate to loser? Does it?
Interesting in this fixture. Last three, there's been a red card in each of the three games. Two for Chelsea. John Terry was sent off at the Hawthorns when they played in August. Fabregas sent off at the Hawthorns in May when West Brom won 3-0. If you remember rightly, but Chelsea obviously already champions by then. And Jakob was sent off for West Brom at Stamford Bridge in November 2014. So a bit of a spicy game, this one. I think, like you say, Chelsea are improving. They're scoring goals. You know, you look at the last four homes now, two against Porto, three against Sunderland, two against Watford and two against Scunthorpe. Not always keeping a clean sheet, mind you. West Brom, you know, they have got the capability to score away from home. For me, it's just a kind of, you know, it's trying to figure out which way to go. Did Chelsea, I obviously thought Chelsea would put Scuddy to the sword and didn't quite do it. Well, will they have the wherewithal to beat West Brom well? Well, we know what Pulis does. He goes away, especially to the big clubs, and tries to set up shop just to get, you know, a point out of the game. Did that at West Ham, did that at Liverpool, didn't do it at Man United or Swansea, by the way. But, you know, they've been to a few places this season and got points and wins. And all those wins, you know, you look at them, they're all just 1-0s. So that's when the game plan really works. It doesn't tend to work at the big clubs. So I think Chelsea win this. And I think that Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win 11-8. He's obviously finding his form again. Even Derek put him up for a winner at the weekend. That should
have been good for Derek. He was playing against Scunthorpe then. Now he's
even
playing
money.
Against.
Even money, though, wasn't it? But he scored in his last two games that he's played against West Brom as well. So he likes the club. I think that's a nice price, 11-8 in a game that I think Chelsea will win.
Okay. Derek.
Well, I can't bring myself to back Chelsea at 4-9 because those I'd say Chelsea are back to their best. Those I'd say are telling me, and I haven't seen the evidence of that yet. Obviously, they've vastly improved since they got rid of the main problem, Jose Mourinho. But still, I want to see more evidence before I start backing them at these kind of odds. Lee's right about West Brom. You don't see them going to Chelsea and trying to win. You see them going there and hoping for a 0-0. You know, they could do that because they've surprised a few teams. But I like the look of teams to score. Chelsea, the only team to score, at odds against 21-20. That looks a big price to me. I'll be on that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.